see looks nothing like you. Not a thing like you. And she takes me.
Hey, what's happening? It's Rich Unheard, the episode 364! That was third time on for Chicago Two Piece Friday Pilots Club. I'm sure they were a bit more unheard the first time I played them. Maybe not massively even then, but they've got millions of monthly listeners now, so I should probably stop playing them. Very much not unheard, but I was just so blown away by that opener from their debut album. The album is called Nowhere, and that is the name of the track. Wasn't it just absolutely unbelievable? What a band! What was that other track from them that I really, really liked as well? Let me pull it up. Nosedive. Oh, Nosedive. Get into me. What a band. 1.1 million monthly listeners. Highly heard of Friday Pilots Club, but yeah, what an opener. I love that. Absolutely love it. So if it's good enough for that album, it's good enough for this podcast, that is for sure. Right, first double of the day, let's get after it. So it's Liverpool five-piece Rainmaker. Played their debut single on this podcast, August 2022. This, I think, is my favourite song of theirs. I think this is absolutely superb. It's called Part of You. Then after that, it's my beloved Barnsley Boys, the now five-piece Barnsley Boys that are Stained Glass. They are explosive as ever with Kitchen.
You're cold, like the blood running through your veins. Coming down from your realization, feel it as you fall. Are you not torn? You keep inflicting us with your pain. You're coming down from your exploitations written on your walls. I'm happy to you. You can live your life, but I'm still here. Caught in.
classy stuff from the Merseysiders. First up, it was Rainmaker. Note the spelling, it's R-E-I-G-N, Rainmaker with Part of You. Brilliant from them. Then it was the Stained Glass Boys with Kitchen. Do I love me a bit of Stained Glass? Yes, I do. They are relentless with their releases, and I cannot wait for that debut album. Technically not a debut album, they've had tons of albums, but they have their hands in many different genres, and it'll be the first of the indie rock variety, that is for sure. What a band, what a song. Oh, I didn't tell you about Liverpool Sound City, did I? Oh, I love it. I love me some Sound City, and it felt like the first day of summer as well, actually, because it was quite sunny. And for those of you that don't know, it's a musical event around the city of Liverpool where you, it's not a festival in a field, it's just acts playing in venues, some of which aren't generally used to having bands play, so it was kind of odd at certain venues in a good way. But it was so cool. There's just so many people milling around who have tickets, so all the venues were tightly packed, which was really great to see. Kick things off with Caden Nolan. He was sounding class. Izzy Sutcliffe, great as ever. Shifu, first time seeing them. They were a lot of fun. There was an in-conversation type thing with Crawlers, so that was interesting too. Shifu and Crawlers were in a literal Indian restaurant. I'm being serious. But it was cool. Forgetting the Future were epic, as they always are. I love me some Forgetting the Future. M60, they were great. Both singers of Forgetting the Future and M60 had sore throats, so they were really putting in a shift to try and get those notes out. God bless them. So the Rolling People, and capped things off with the Snuts, the mighty Snuts. They have got some hits. At this point, they've released songs and albums so fast. It's a hit parade. When they play now, it is a hit parade. They are, what a band. What a band the Snuts are, come on. Right, next double, we are gonna hear from a band called Peached. Peached. It's from their EP entitled Peached 2. Their location on this planet is unknown, but they are a lot of fun. Keep On Going is the name of this one. I really enjoyed it. Then after that, from San Antonio, Texas, they're a band called Wild Party. Their debut album was out in 2014. 10 years on, they're bringing another one out this year. Unbelievable scenes. Their track is called I Just Think I'm Smart.
You feel like you can't stop, let bygones be bygones. I get a softened view. Hard feelings fading while the light grows strong.
Well, weren't they quite the upbeat pair? First up, it was Peached with Keep On Going. Then it was Wild Party with I Just Think I'm Smart. And do look out for the album coming from Wild Party very soon. Now, this is a debut single. You're never far away from a debut on this podcast, that is for certain. They are called The Social Club. They're from Manchester and the track is called Rita. You gon' love it. Then after that, from somewhere in the northwest of the UK, it's Sleeping Together with Always In My Head.
Feel never know your type, I don't try. Clearly you're mine, and maybe if I can find the right place, the time or the line, maybe in time you could even be mine. Maybe in time you could even be mine. But I'm thinking about you undressed. God knows what I'd do if you ever just said yes.
The Social Club was the first band you heard from Manchester. It's their debut track, folks. So do show them some love. Go and give them a follow. Come on, don't be a donut. Don't be a sausage and be nice to the young band. The Social Club with Rita, a very impressive debut track. Love a bit of that. Then it was Sleeping Together with Always In My Head. Indie pop-tastic as always. Now we're going to go back to Liverpool. This is another debut, and it is very impressive indeed. In the Ranks. In the Ranks are the name is the name of the band, and Fool's Game is the name of the song from the Scousers. Then after that, from Canada, it's Rising at Fall, who are always good for a bit of a sledgehammer of rock to the teeth. Their track is called Cold Blood.
It's a you're right. away from my misery and fantasies. Your crooked soul loves to suck the life out of me. Wash away my sins and my memories. I'm taking pills, need a fix for what you do to me.
What you do to me?
Crisp and shimmering from In The Ranks with Fool's Game. Great stuff from the Liverpool band. Then it was Rising At Fall. The Canadians do not hold back. They simply do not. Cold Blood was the name of that one. Top, top stuff. All right, so let me tell you about this. I have just watched Dune 2. You must know Dune 2. Big film. Yeah, come on now, big movie. It's better than Dune 1. Now, the IMDb indicators told me so, and my eyes and brain confirmed it is better. Kind of similar, but a lot more action, a lot more fighting, and it was just a lot more enjoyable. I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10. Get that in your pipe and smoke it. Dune 2, top stuff. Now from Virginia, USA, this outfit is Wild Owl. It's from the Pictures of Richard EP, and the name of the track is Get It Right. I really enjoyed that one. And then after that, it is the Velvet Club, the ever reliable Aussies with Get Me Down.
Is everybody
Wild Owl were kicking off, weren't they? They were kicking right off. Wild with an E, Owl, Get It Right from the Pictures of Richard EP. Phenomenal stuff from the Virginians. Then it was the Smooth, aren't they? The Velvet Club, aren't they? Smoother than a stingray's fin. They are smooth. Gets Me Down was the name of that one you've just heard from the Melbourneites. Alrighty. Let's get into another double. So from Devon, all the way down in Devon, it's going to be The Cabins. Third time on for them. Their track is The Final Show. Then unbelievably, we're going back to Liverpool again. There we will find punk outfit Yobs. And their track is called Tito Puente.
Yeah.
contrasting musical styles, but both tasty in their own right. It was The Cabins, with a K, first up, with The Final Show. Excellent stuff, once again, from the Devonians. Then it was Yobs. Bunch of Yobbos from Liverpool. They've just released their self-titled debut album. It is a riot from start to finish. Tito Puente was my favourite from it. I'm going to love you and leave you right now with the last double of the day. The first track is from Sheffield outfit Floodhounds. Their track is called Near Life Experience, which was released at almost the exact same moment, according to my SoundCloud feed at least, as a track of the exact same name by Brighton rapper Ocean Wisdom. His track was also called Near Life Experience, and they were side by side in my feed. Weird. Anyway, it's a great track from Floodhounds. Then after that, it's a debut from a London 5 piece called The Darwins. You gonna love it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Appreciate you. All the best.
To the night, 'cause I'd hate for you to be different. make sure nothing's left unsaid. To make you lose yourself and forget.